Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today, going to be cloudy. We'll have a high near 26 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 12 degrees, 10 above in Burlington, Milwaukee 16, 14 at this hour in Racine. Just be thankful Southeast Wisconsin's not directly affected by what some forecasters are calling a monster storm system that's going to break some records out on the East Coast.
It's going to be an all-out blizzard, 1 to as much as 3 feet of snow, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, the Philadelphia area, almost up to New York City, Boston at the fringe of it, and at the southern end, a chance for ice that can bring down power lines and trees in parts of the Carolinas.
AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams saying this storm going to really hit hard in the Mid-Atlantic region. Already flights to and from the busiest airports in that part of the country are being affected. You'll want to check with airlines for the status of flights before heading to the airport. The victim of Tuesday's homicide on the southwest side of Racine has been identified as 41-year-old Michael Hardy. His body found inside his apartment at the Windsong Complex in the 3200 block of Indiana Street by police, who had gone there to check on his welfare, but police have not released any other information. They are asking the public, though, to provide any information they might have. Contact the detective unit or Crime Stoppers of Racine County. A man in custody in connection with more than a half dozen robberies in Kenosha and Summers arrested after allegedly robbing a business in Mount Pleasant on Tuesday. Kenosha Police Chief John Morrissey telling WRJN News investigators had developed a suspect in the series of armed robberies, which involved a man holding a knife. Suspect was arrested after he'd come home shortly after a check cashing business on Washington Avenue in Mount Pleasant was held up by a man wielding a knife. He's also a suspect in the Sunday robbery of the Northside Superette in Summers and several other holdups in Kenosha in recent weeks. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 41-year-old Franklin Jones Jr. with 8 felony drug offenses, for which he could be facing more than 3 dozen years in prison if convicted. Criminal complaint says an undercover informant made purchases of both cocaine and heroin from Jones on 3 separate occasions this month, and that's what led to a search warrant of his residence on 13th Street and the discovery of more drugs. Jones is to be back in court a week from today. Well, you just heard about radon and how it can affect a lot of people. The City of Racine Environmental Health Department is offering up do-it-yourself radon kits. And WRJN's Janet Hoff says it's encouraging residents to go test their homes.
Radon is an odorless radioactive gas that is naturally present in the ground and can enter buildings through the foundation. Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers and the second leading cause overall. And each year, about 21,000 Americans die from lung cancer caused by exposure to the gas. The only way to determine if radon is present in your home is with a test. And if elevated levels are found, it can easily and effectively be corrected with a removal system. Radon test kits are available from the City of Racine Environmental Health Department in City Hall for $6 for a short-term test and $10 for a long-term test. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And in Lake County, Illinois, a school bus collided with 2 semis on Green Bay Road south of the state line in Beach Park yesterday afternoon. 9 elementary school-aged children sent to area hospitals. Pictures at the scene indicating it was a chain reaction type of crash. Kenosha City Council last night approving rezoning for near the land by Amazon, that big complex there, despite pleas from area homeowners who say this is going to landlock their properties and pretty much make them worthless. Connor Development's proposing a 398,000-square-foot spec building for warehousing, distribution, or light industrial. The folks along 38th Street in Summers filing a protest petition against it. One of them, Victor Laundre, says they've known for years the area would be developed industrial, and they're really not looking for any kind of a big payoff.
But some of us have lived along 38th Street for 30-plus years. You know, we've actually have plans, and we have planned in the past for corporate developers to come in and make offers on our property potentially. We've been hesitantly looking forward to it, perhaps.
Council voted to not defer the issue till its next meeting, then went 12-1 in favor of the rezoning, which was well more than the 3/4 needed with that protest petition. Also in Kenosha, 2 businesses that already have a presence in Racine are seeking conditional use permits from the Plan Commission to move into some vacant space. Burlington Coat Factory and Ross Dress for Less going before the Plan Commission this afternoon, planning to move into space in Plaza 50 on 75th Street, vacated last year when Hobby Lobby moved to a different location along Green Bay Road. In Mount Pleasant, land that's currently owned by the Racine Library Foundation Trust, it's a challenge and a proposed multi-building apartment complex is extremely preliminary at this point. That, according to the Village Development Director Logan Martin, who talked to the Plan Commission about it, said though it would be a welcome addition to the community.
It's under contract, so they're still in their due diligence period on the property. Don't even know if this project is going to, you know, get to the stage of even submitting for approvals, but just to make you aware that if you haven't heard it, and kind of clear the air on where some of that came from.
Racine area developer North Terra Real Estate Group and a couple of partnering developers holding a neighborhood meeting this past Monday, giving the area residents a glimpse into what's being proposed for the land off Spring Street between Green Bay and Newman Roads. And Governor Walker coming off his State of the State speech Tuesday night to stop at Gateway Technical College in Kenosha this afternoon, the Center for Bioscience and Information. He'll be talking about plans to spend more on grants for on-the-job training for high school students, also investing in K-12 and college education. The governor doing that at three other technical colleges around the state on Wednesday. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscasts. Whenever you want them, go look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.